And now I'm delighted to welcome back Frances Clamp, and I'm especially excited today because Frances is taking us to some pubs in Billericay, and not just any pubs, eh, Frances?
Oh, no.
And we're journeying on a time machine back to the 1960s. So I'm fascinated as to what this is all about. And I need my first pint. So come on, tell me all.
Right. I better not tell you now that I have found a nice story for the future. Not only about a pub, but a haunted pub.
Oh.
But I will say no more.
Must have spirits in it.
Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry I said that.
I'm even sorrier. I think you're sorry that I said that.
Definitely. Right. Well, at the start of the High Street stood the Rising Sun in the 1960s, and it still does now. It's a pub we've talked about in an earlier programme, so I'm not going to talk about it today. But then, as now, it was a landmark for travellers going to and from the town. However, we are going to start at the Chequers at 44 High Street. And this dates from 1769, when a gentleman called Thomas Peacock was the licensee. By the 1960s, the building had three separate parts for those coming into the pub. There was a saloon bar at the north end. This was a fairly quiet area, well away from the public bar, where darts were played, and which stood at the other end of the building. Between these two, the snug bar could be found. Here there was a bay window, and this bar became a club room for regulars on certain nights. Apparently one of these gentlemen had a small dog that favoured lying on the windowsill to watch the activities of passers-by in the High Street. I can think of many people who like watching passers-by from their windows. In the saloon bar, there was simple furniture and a white-dialed grandfather clock. The Red Lion, like the Chequers, had three separate areas: a saloon, a snug, and a public bar. This snug, too, was used by regulars as a sort of club room. The saloon may be remembered for a damp patch on the wall next to the adjacent chemist shop. What caused this problem? I have no idea. The furniture was very much in the style of an old-fashioned country pub and included a large oak coffer and a long case clock with a brass dial, also made of oak. There were small tables and wooden chairs. At one of these tables, a loan club operated at certain times. Members paid in a small amount regularly, and the money was paid out before Christmas with interest added. With the passing years, both of these pubs have undergone many changes. Food is now very important, and whereas in the 60s women rarely entered pubs and certainly not unaccompanied, those days have long passed. Throughout the centuries, the inn has played a vital part in the life of our towns and villages, and long may this continue, as Scott will certainly agree.
Oh, I will, absolutely. Too right. Now, has the interior changed an awful lot in design since the 1960s?
I think so.
I mean, they used to have a snug, and I don't think they do those so much, do they?
No. Those, I think, generally have been incorporated into the other parts of the pubs.
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, that the snug was originally introduced for the place for ladies to go who weren't really allowed in the main bar, so that the men could stand there and swear and do all the things that they shouldn't do in the main bar. Is that correct?
Well, it may well have been. I'm not as expert on pubs as perhaps you are. But
well, I'm not quite sure how to take that.
I think you may be right.
Yeah.
And certainly, women, although in some places they went into pubs, they didn't go nearly as frequently as they do now, and not with as much confidence.
Now, the loan thing that you talked about, that's almost like a Christmas club, isn't it? It sounds
it
a bit like that.
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
And I don't think you'd see those in pubs so much these days.
Well, very occasionally you hear of somebody absconding with the money or something like that, so they must still exist.
And in pubs, do you think?
I don't know.
Well, that no, I wouldn't have thought so. But what do I know? I never go to them. well, actually, it's cheaper to drink at home these days, I have to say. Anyway, what have you got lined up for us next week?
Well, next week, we're going from Brentwood High Street to Mary Green Manor, following the road often just known as Brook Street.
Oh, right. OK, well, we'll look forward to that. In the meantime, I think we should go back to this